Anyone who swears one of the four types of oaths that were described in the first chapter, but he does so accidentally, he is not liable to anything. Whether he swore originally by mistake, Kamoshi Brown, as we have explained in the first chapter, that the mistake means he doesn't realize that it's prohibited to swear in this way. Or he swore, and then an accident happened, and he was not allowed to fulfill what he wanted to in his oath. Or a person forced him to swear. All of these are considered onus. Therefore, it's okay for a person to swear to these kind of people who are stealing and killing and illegally taking the taxes, as we'll see. That means illegal tax, since they're really forcing you, and you don't have to keep the oath that you make to them. As Rambam explains, Beis Muchas Amru, when do we say you can swear and not really mean it for a tax collector? A tax collector who is just a bandit who is taking on his own, not with permission of the government, of the king of the land. Or he has permission to take, but he adds more to what he's supposed to take. Which is by the Gazela, will be explained in the laws of the Gazela. Because if it's the tax that the government imposes, then you're obligated to pay that, and you're not allowed to lie for that. A person who's being forced to swear should have in mind when he's doing so for something that would make him not liable. Even though what he thinks in his heart, the words he thinks in his heart is not good enough, since because of the coercion he cannot express it verbally, so he can count on the words that he has in his heart. Dalit Ketzat, how so? Kigon, for example, Shenishbal Anas, he swore to a person coercing him, Shalyochal Basastam, that he wouldn't eat meat. Believe Shalyochal Ayom, and he had in mind, I just mean today. Shalyochal Basachazir, or when he had meat, he had in mind he won't eat pig meat. As a mut is permitted, Chenkol Ketzavazan, the same would be true of anything similar. Hey, the Chenshuotzavai, the Shoshkogos Patralehen, similarly, Shvuas of exaggeration or of error, he's not liable for. Shvuas of Aviketzad, what is an example of an oath of exaggeration? He saw many great army, or a high wall. Benishman, he swore, Sharisichel Plonia Melachim Kirtin Tzrayim. I saw the army of such and such a king, and there's as many as the Jews who left Egypt. Sharisichel Matir Plonis Gavod Rakia. Or I saw the wall of such a city that reached the sky. Kirtin Vermelo and the like. He didn't really think in his heart that the matter is just so, no more, no less. All he wanted to do was to say that the wall was very high, that there were very many people, and it was understood that it's an exaggeration. What's an example of an oath of shogeg, of an error? For example, if it's an oath of testimony or of a pikodon, an entrusted object that he has, he forgot, he didn't realize that he had this object, or he didn't realize that he knew this testimony. He's not liable to anything. As we've explained, if it's a vain oath, for example, that he swore that he wouldn't put on tefillin, which would be an oath in vain since you must put on tefillin. But in this case, he never knew that tefillin was a mitzvah. Or if it's a false oath, he swore that he didn't eat, which is false. The Niska Shachal, afterwards you remember that he did eat, but at the time he didn't realize it. Or he swore that he wouldn't eat and he forgot and he ate. Or he swore not to have any benefit from his wife because she stole his wallet or hit his son, and then it turned out that he found out that she didn't steal it and she didn't hit the son. Can't call kiyos of the same with anything similar that it's not considered an oath. Zainim kene zer shigya shvuz bita shichavna la karben olav yored l'shavar. What is the case mentioned that a expression of an oath known as a shvuz bitui, that you are liable for a sacrifice, karben olav yored, the sacrifice has different scales according to your wealth, for the past. If he made a mistake, you're saying he's not liable. So how do you have such a sacrifice? And it must be like this. He swore that he didn't eat. He knew that he did eat. He knew that you're not allowed to swear falsely. But he didn't know that you're liable to a sacrifice. This is the case which is considered a shogeg, inadvertent, and that you're liable to a sacrifice for a shvuz bitoy of the past. You're inadvertent only insofar as realizing that there was a sacrifice involved. What's an example of a shogeg that you're liable for a sacrifice in the future? He swore that he would not eat wheat bread. He made a mistake. And he thought that he swore that he would eat the bread. And he ate it. He forgot what the oath was. He remembered the object, but he got it mixed up, what to do with that object. On such an oath for the future, you are liable to a sacrifice. Test. However, if he swore not to eat wheat bread, and he ate wheat bread thinking that it was barley bread, he's on his part, that's an accident, and he's not liable. The oath was not forgotten. He made no forgetting of the oath. What was forgotten was the object that he swore on because it was the wrong object. Or he thought it was the wrong object. If he forgot what the oath was, if he forgot what he swore, he's a part of the carbon, he's not liable. Ketzer, for example. He swore not to eat wheat bread. He thought that he swore that he would eat wheat bread. But then when he ate the wheat bread, he didn't even realize it was wheat bread. He thought it was barley bread. He's forgotten both the oath and the object. We said before that if he forgets the oath, he's liable. But if he forgets the object, he's not liable. Here he forgot both, but he's a common supporter, it's considered like an accident, and he's not liable. If he swore on a loaf of bread that he would not eat it, and then he felt suffering, he was very hungry and he ate it because of his hunger, that's considered a shogeg. Because he thought you were allowed to eat it if you're very hungry. It's a part of a carbon, he doesn't have to bring a sacrifice. Because he doesn't stop even when he knows it. That's a requirement that you would have stopped if you would have known it to be a shogeg. He knew that it's forbidden, but he ate it by mistake. So what is required for an oath to have to bring a sacrifice by a mistaken oath, by a shogeg oath, is what's called shav midiyaso, that if you would have told him, he would have stopped. Here he knew that this was forbidden, but he made a mistake. He thought that under the circumstances they're allowed, since he's hungry, and as the Rambam states, there is no sacrifice in such a case.